The Temptation of Christ, Jacopo Tintoretto, Sala Superiore, wall on the staircase side, fifth from the right. This painting is very probably one of the last of the Teleri painted by Tintoretto for the Sala Superiore. Almost one-third of it is occupied by lush vegetation, blocked by an improbable green rock, which, along with the roof of planks above Christ's head, cuts out any other view of the world and places the two figures, Christ and Satan, in an abstract context. Here, neither time nor space exist, and it is here, in the absolute, that the eternal struggle between good and evil is waged. There are no evident exterior features to show the perfection of one and the evil of the other. Indeed, the luciferous beauty of the devil, his luminous gaze, the sweetness of his smile, and the elegance of his body with the pink drape of the same tint as his soft wings, place him in a harmonic relationship with nature around him. Even Satan's gesture of offering bread to Christ appears completely innocent. Christ, on the other hand, turning with a highly accentuated twisting movement, almost following the curvature of the trunk supporting the roof, has an angular face in shadow, while his figure, dressed in heavy robes, seems to suffer the fatigue engendered by resisting the temptation.